faced with this alien culture, a quintessentially British rebellion is brewing.
Josh, get ready.
Josh has brought in some tea and a kettle.
Oh, that's hot. That's really hot. Here we go. Here we go. Nice and fresh.
I'm normally super hard working, and Chinese school, this hasn't happened. It's just sort of a complete personality change. You can rebel against something and, you know, be different.
Didn't even spill one drop.
I'm being a bit of a rebel moment, as you do, you know. I'm just not that into the Chinese methods of teaching. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to bring in a kettle, because I cannot go a few hours without tea.
Where's my tea? Oh.
Josh finds it easier to smuggle in his hot beverage because he's at the back of a class of 50.
Now, these elements are the basic NPK. Do you notice sometimes when you buy fertilizer, a big bag says NPK?
Yang Jun has taught science in Britain before, but she's sticking rigorously to the Chinese methods, delivering notes from the front of the class.
It's really difficult to write and listen to her screeching voice at the same time.
And like many of the kids, Josh is struggling to adapt.
I definitely think it is more suited for a really hard-working student who is sort of completely motivated with their education. Not that I'm not, it's just I find I'm not to that degree, or I'm not in that certain way.
I don't find that funny, Rosie.
Do you
I'm
not?
Actually trying to educate myself.
Well, are you actually, by organising your pins?
I love my pins.
And two, nitrogen in the air is no good.
I really enjoy science and I really like Miss Yang. I think she's my favourite teacher.
Because I just love writing and it's just so good. Like, you're just writing and writing and then, like, she's talking and then, like, you understand it and then it's really good. I really like it. But, yeah, I like my English science lessons as well. But, yeah.
I hate it.
I know you hate it.
By
Inza
to make amino acids. Is that what you say?
Okay.
Amino acids.
So I cannot write a whole paragraph and listen to her. It's literally impossible. Oh, you're joking.
Where did you make that? Where did you get the mask from? I have never ever seen a student have a cup of tea in the classroom.
It wasn't mine.
Look, next lesson, you don't take anything like that anymore. Where is your mark? This is not going to happen. No.
Cheers.
No. This is not all. Listen. It's not that comfortable. You don't need to learn.
And now I'm behind on this, and now she's going to explain some complicated stuff.
That's why you don't bring tea in class, Josh.